We're talking with
a day older.
With Dr. Joseph Chang. He is a PhD. He attended Portsmouth University in England, earned his doctorate in pharmacology at the University of London, and he has just written a book about the aging myth, Unlocking the Mysteries of Looking and Feeling Young. It's a number one bestseller after just about 4 days on Amazon.com, so this should be an interesting story here. Dr. Chang, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Steve.
Tell us a little bit about what the myth in aging is. You know, it's my birthday here today, and I'm being teased that I'm, you know, turning into, as they say in the Yiddish slang, an alterkocker.
Good morning, doctor. Yes.
Good morning, Linda.
I figured that you were on board today to give him some relief.
Yes.
And hope.
Well, we were hoping that we're going to give Steve more than just relief. We're going to give him a permanent reset to a younger state. I think that's really the intent.
Oh,
I'm all ears. The floor is yours. Go ahead.
Yeah, there you go. The book that I've just written called The Aging Myth is obviously based on this misconception that it has been around in the scientific community for a long time now, but I think it's just beginning to emerge in the general community. And that is, aging is now not an inevitable state. You know, it's the fact that we get old chronologically. 12 months from now, you're going to be a year older, but you don't necessarily, the body doesn't have to be a year older biologically and medically. So in essence, the sort of the ever desire to find this fountain of youth, it actually has been existing all the time within our body. And in fact, now we know through science that fountain of youth is actually related to our genes. And that's what we've been able to discover.
So aging is genetically predetermined, according to your theory and some others that share your views, as opposed to influenced as much by external factors.
That's correct. And all, in a way, our science have shown us that whatever external factors that negatively impact the aging process, they tend to affect the genes. In other words, the specific age-related genes that we call youth gene clusters, they somehow, when an external factor gets out of control, those genes get out of control as well and accelerate the aging process. And we can actually influence that now. We don't have to make it an inevitability insofar as those youth gene clusters getting out of control, if you will.
And how do we do that?
Well, we can do that because now we have been using this technology that we call AgeLock to screen and evaluate a variety of natural ingredients, and then finding the best and most optimal ingredients that can reset these youth gene clusters back to a youthful state. And once we find these ingredients, we can then blend them together into a final product, whether the final product has been developed for the skin or as a supplement for the rest of the body. That product will help to reset these youth gene clusters to a younger state.
So when you're talking about this youthful gene expression, you're actually getting different genes to actually behave like they would have at a younger age?
That's correct. You know, it's really...
So that brings out that youthful look or youthful feeling to our bodies, because that component of our body is actually behaving like it would have years ago or however long ago.
That's right. It's really not
wow.
an issue, Linda. Yeah, it's not an issue of whether or not you have good genes. I think most of our moms have told us way back when we were young, look, you know, if you have good genes, so you're going to look good. If you have bad genes, you're going to look ugly. You know, it doesn't matter. There's nothing you can do about it. But I think science has changed that concept now. It's not a matter about having good or bad genes. All genes are really good. It's really about how well these genes function and how they regulate aging.
So when you're kind of rewinding them to a prior state, a prior age.
That's correct. We are resetting.
Okay. Is there a finite amount of time that they're good for, though? I mean, can you rewind it and then all of a sudden one day you've run out of, they have aged to their finite amount and you went from looking good to all of a sudden, whoa, this was the bad day.
You know what it's like? It's kind of like in IndyCar racing, they have a limited number of what they call push-the-pass buttons where you get extra horsepower. Once you use them up, you're done. Now,
how many times can you take them back?
Yeah, how many
times
far
can you take them back?
Push that go backwards button on aging.
Yes. Well, I think here's another thing that's interesting. Genes are actually immortal. They live forever. You know, they live in our body, and their primary purpose in life, if you will, is to live forever. And all we're doing is really helping those genes to keep our bodies to live younger for a longer time. So
now you bring up an interesting aspect. I've never heard it put that way before, that genes are actually a living thing. I've never heard it quite put that way.
They are, and that's how we adapt to the environment and so on, because the genes are our sentinels. Without our genes, our bodies don't function. For our intent and purpose, they stop functioning if our genes stop functioning. So all roads, if you will, lead to Rome. And in this case, in this instance of the aging process, that Rome is located at the genetic level. And that's what we have discovered for the last several years now.
Wow. So is this more food-related, or how do we accomplish this?
The ingredients that I referred to are really related to some food ingredients, the micronutrients, if you will. They have a very strong influence in terms of how we age. I think it's almost an intuitive thing when you think about it, right? Because if you don't eat well, you sometimes, you know, way back in the Hippocrates tend to say you are what you eat. And it's true now. So, and the food ingredients have a significant impact on these age-related genes. There are other natural ingredients that we have isolated from plants and from other natural sources. They, too, have a very good positive impact on these age-related genes.
Well, not only have you written a book, but you've also created a product that is a topical treatment, New Skin. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The products is an anti-aging system consisting of about four products, and that is a product system where we have developed through this new AgeLock science. It's available now. For the listeners, obviously, they can log into www.newskin.com, and they can learn more about this anti-aging skincare product.
Well, that's interesting. That we'll definitely check that out online. That's at www.newskin.com. Talking about locking out age, the age lock science, and a form of gene therapy. One quick question. We have about 30 seconds. I just read something interesting that there are some scientists now who believe that the person who is going to live up to about 150 years has already been born, and that the first person to live to age 1,000 is probably only 20 years behind us. Do you think that's a realistic exploration or hypothesis?
It's a very attractive hypothesis, obviously. Time will tell. At least with our AgeLock science, we will be able to really study that and be able to get them data to support it. We are just scratching the surface with our AgeLock technology and how we can regulate these age-related genes.
Well, that's something we're going to definitely have to keep an eye on, gene expression science and everything that's going to be involved in basically age maintenance when you go to the doctor,
sure,
as opposed to taking care of illnesses. It's all going to be about prevention. Dr. Joseph Chang, thanks for joining us this morning on Wake Up Lake County.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And the Aging Myth, Unlocking the Mysteries of Looking and Feeling Young by Dr. Joseph Chang is available at Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. An interesting philosophy about
sure.
how we use gene expression to help us slow the aging process.
Yeah.
We don't have to get old.
No, I was going to say, if he works together with those scientists you were just talking about, you could live very long and be looking good, too,
I guess.
At the same time.
And if that was the case, I definitely would have hung on to Derek Jeter's ball, because I'm going to need a lot more cash.